Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthinilam, the most happening place on the planet. And the festival of Ugadi, the Telugu New Year's Day, just passed by on March 31st, 2014. And there were hundreds of devotees from Andhra Pradesh who had gathered to begin their new year with Swami. And I remember the divine discourse that was played that morning in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Swami exhorted everyone to sanctify every moment of their lives by engaging in good deeds and chanting the name of the Lord. Swami narrated a beautiful story involving sage Narada to demonstrate how to love God is to think of Lord's happiness and not what happiness I can derive from God. To think of Lord's pleasure, not my joy. And the story that Swami described went how a humble hunter, a tribal devotee of the Lord, wanted to annihilate Prahlada, Draupadi, Meera and Narada himself, because this humble devotee felt all these four exalted devotees of the Lord called upon the Lord at odd hours and they disturbed his dear Lord. And he felt that for this crime, all these people should be removed from the face of the earth, because they don't allow my Lord to rest. They don't allow my Lord to have his food peacefully. Well, it only showed how much of deep and innocent love this tribal devotee had for the Lord. True devotion is living for Lord's sake and working for Lord's happiness. True love is that when the happiness of the person we love is 10 times more important to us than our own happiness. So we can say we have true devotion only when we are concerned about our Lord's happiness 100 times more than our own happiness. And how to cultivate such devotion? Well, it is so interesting that the Lord himself has not only told us how to cultivate this devotion, but also demonstrated to us. He has showed us what true love is. In fact, today, whether we are devoted to the Lord or not, the Lord is definitely devoted to us. That is the reason why, notwithstanding his own comforts or joy, the Lord is ever engaged, ever stretching himself to see that we are happy, to see that we are saved, to ensure that there is little more happiness in our lives, to ensure that there is little more peace and ease in our daily existence. And there are millions of such stories every day, isn't it? But today, I wish to share with you one such saga, one such story which brings such moving memories, especially in this month of April, when we, in a few days from now, will celebrate Ram Navami. I'm going to tell you tonight what happened on this day. 5 years ago, what happened on April 3rd, 2009. That year, Ram Navami was celebrated on this day, April 3rd, and the flow of Sai Rama's love that Sai Kulwant Hall witnessed that morning and evening is an unforgettable moment for whoever was present that day in the hall. Swami emerged that morning donning a beautiful yellow robe, and he was seated on a sofa which had a golden hue. As the crowd basked in the bliss of his beautiful form, Swami's eyes fell on the rows of rural couples seated in front of the stage in Sai Kulwant Hall. They were the beneficiaries of Bhagwan's Sri Satya Sai Orissa Flood Rehabilitation Project. when menacing floods inundated more than 2,500 villages in the state of Odisha in the third week of September 2008, the Chief Minister of Odisha urged the central government to declare the tragedy as a national calamity and requested assistance of ₹150 billion, which is almost $300 million, US dollars. He wanted this amount to undertake rescue and relief operations. Mahanadi, the biggest river of the state of Odisha, had swelled unimaginably, causing at least 60 breaches in river embankments. In fact, it was not only Mahanadi, but many of her tributaries too, like Devi, Katajodi, Kuna, Chitrotpala, so many other rivers also overflowed, and each one mercilessly submerged hundreds of villages along their trajectory. 2 to 2.4 million people were marooned by the fury of the raging waters. The state government calculated the fiscal loss to the state to the tune of ₹24 billion. Over 4 lakh hectares of paddy crop were destroyed in the areas where 70% of the population is dependent on agriculture for a living. I mean, such was the devastation caused by this nightmare of a flood. And during this time, one day, the All India President of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations showed Bhagwan pictures of some of the relief work undertaken by the devotees of Odisha to help these people in distress. And when Swami saw these pictures, so this happened sometime during those months of October 2008, when Swami saw these pictures, he asked, "You say so many houses, hundreds and thousands, have been washed away. Is anybody doing anything for these poor villages?" And when the All India President did not have an affirmative answer, Swami asked again, "Are there no rich people in the state?" And the All India President said, "Swami, there are many billionaires. They have mines and steel factories." And Swami asked, "Have they not done anything for these poor people? Have they not given anything?" And when the All India President did not have an answer in the positive, Swami said, "All right, I will build houses for the people of Odisha." And that is how, out of the blue, Swami made the All India President announce on October 7, 2008 during the Dasara celebrations that he is indeed going to build 1,000 houses for the distressed people of Odisha at a cost of 10 crores. And Swami made him announce that these houses, which will be built for the marooned villages, will not be temporary. They will be strong and sturdy concrete structures. They would be permanent buildings. And Swami said he is ready to sell his own house in Kodaikanal, the bungalow, the hilltop bungalow in Kodaikanal, to raise money to build houses for all these poor villages. And immediately after the Dasara celebrations in 2008, Swami sent All India President Mr. Srinivasan and senior engineers Mr. A. Ramakrishna, the former Vice President of Larsen and Toubro, and Mr. Kundal Rao, who worked for many years with the government of Andhra Pradesh. He sent all these three eminent senior officials to go and visit the state and make plans for the construction of these houses. And after they returned with their findings, Swami sent them again on November 3rd to discuss the nitty-gritty of the construction with the state government, identify the beneficiaries, and also locate the areas and so on. And this time, Swami added another member to the team, the ashram's in-house engineer, Mr. C. Prishti. And that is how the groundbreaking ceremony for the first house was done on November 30th. And within 4 months, 400 houses were completely done. And on this day, April 3rd in 2009, all the beneficiaries of these houses from the districts of Puri, Cuttack, Kendrapada and Jagatsinghpur were in Sai Kulwant Hall, seated, attired in the best of clothes to receive the keys of their new homes from the divine hands of Bhagwan himself. And that day, Swami was so eager to come in the midst of these distressed people that after crossing the lady's side, he immediately took a turn and came onto the stage and wanted the distribution to begin soon. The tears and expression of joy and gratitude on the faces of these innocent poor folk that day as they received the keys from the divine hands. Well, it is too touching to describe. These are people who have seen so much suffering in their lives, who never dreamt that they would ever have a concrete roof on their heads. And Swami loved being with them, being with these poorest of the poor. And he was desperate, Swami was desperate that these people smile. So it was not only keys to their new homes that were being distributed, there was also another hamper which had items which would help them to create their homes. So there was a mat, there were cooking vessels, there were plates, tumblers, ladles, clothes and so on. Swami went along the aisle a couple of times that day, ensuring all of them received all the gifts. He would ask, he would check and ask every person if they received the bags. Vedam was going on in the background as Swami enjoyed giving, giving and giving that morning. That is the happiness of the Lord. That is true love. When unasked, one reaches out to those most in need. No one had come from Odisha asking help from Swami. It was just the spontaneous love of Bhagwan. True love is that when the happiness of the other person is 10 times more important than our own happiness. And in Bhagwan's life we have seen how there was nothing called his happiness. There was nothing called his joy, his pleasure, his convenience. Till the last moment. Therefore this day, April 3rd, as the festival of Ram Navami is round the corner, it brings such heart-rending memories. So the construction of 700 houses were completed in less than a year. In 2009, when Bhagwan's physical form was there, the ashram engineer, Mr. Prusti, stayed in Odisha for an entire year executing this project of Bhagwan. And after this was done, for his own mysterious reason, Swami paused this project. But this got revived again by divine inspiration after the Lord left his physical form. In June 2012, the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust decided that as per Swami's command, another 300 houses need to be built for the poor folk of Odisha. And what really necessitated this is another devastating flood which affected the state in 2011. In September 2011, the overflowing Mahanadi and her tributaries and other rivers like Brahmani and Baitarani, which swelled beyond imagination, submerged over 3,000 villages in 10 districts of Odisha, 20 lakh people were affected. And the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust decided that this is indeed the time to complete the 1,000 houses as announced by Swami. Maybe Swami wanted these rest of the houses to be done at this point in time. One of the worst affected districts this time during the floods of 2011 was Jajpur. And this is where more than 108 houses were built, besides two other districts, Kendrapada and Kenduchar. So what was the condition of these villages when the waters came? How did the members of the organization reach out to them and respond? What were Bhagwan's directions in the execution of this project? Who was inspired to join in this mammoth endeavor? How was it completed? And how did everyone feel Swami's presence in this work of the Lord in providing shelter to the most distressed and disadvantaged? Well, this is the moving story that I wish to share with you tonight in this last program of Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today we discuss building abodes of happiness for the distressed in Odisha. And as I mentioned to you, the floods in September 2011 in Odisha wrought havoc in the lives of hundreds and thousands of poor villages. The worst affected was the district of Jajpur. This district was indeed totally cut off. I had the opportunity to talk to some of these rural folk in April 2013. 2 years had gone by, but the trauma of that day was so severe that it was fresh in the minds of these people who were so severely affected. I was in the village Hattasima in the Jajpur district, and I asked a middle-aged lady by name Urmila Malik, how was it for her? What is it that they went through in 2011? She spoke in the native tongue, Oriya.
ଆଉ ବଡ଼ି ବନ୍ୟାରେ ଆମେ ବହୁତ ଅସୁବିଧା ଆମକୁ ହଏ ଆଉ ଏଭଳି ଘର ହବ ବୋଲି ଆମର କେବେ ଗୋଟେ ମନରେ କେବେ ବିଶ୍ୱାସ ନଥିଲା ଆଉ ତିନି ବେଳରୁ ବି ବେଳେ ଖାଇବାକୁ ପାଉନଥିଲୁ ବଡ଼ି ବନ୍ୟାରେ
We have lived in thatched huts for several years. We have faced terrible times whenever there was a flood or similar calamity. We had never imagined that someone would build houses for us. During the floods, we had no food. We could not eat even once a day. I barely had a sari to wear. We are actually very poor, and those days were extremely difficult. After 7 days of such severe hardship, we found shelter in a college, and then someone gave us some material to make temporary tents. Then we dug pits on the ground so that we could put firewood and cook. It was so traumatic. We never had enough for one meal a day. And during the nights, my child slept on my lap and I covered them with my sari and sat up whole night so that they could sleep well. Actually, I have a big family. my in-laws, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, mother and father, everyone lives with us, and all of us went through such a nightmare. We never ever thought that we would ever live in a house, that someone would ever build a house for us. So like this, I came across so many stories. You ask anyone from that village, and there is a heartrending account of how they managed to survive that hellish ordeal. Here is one more. Now a middle-aged man. His name is Sharad Chandra Malik. He is also from the same district of Jajpur. When the floods happened in 2011, the situation was very scary. Not only houses, entire streets were covered with water, all communication was lost. One could not even go from one house to another. Even in my family, we had no food or sleep for days. I saw how walls of so many houses just collapsed. Like this, we had serious troubles for more than 15 days. What remained was only pathetic ruins of our houses. But thank God, because of the blessings of Baba, the Sai devotees set up a kitchen for us and served us food for 7 days. So that is what the Sai organization did. The members of the organization from other areas of the district, which were less affected, and also from other parts of Orissa, soon converged to perform relief operations. Rashmi Ranjan is the youth coordinator for Jajpur district, and I asked him about the relief operations done by the Sai youth during this period.
ଅକ୍ଟୋବର 2011ରେ ପାଣି ଆସିଲା ଜୋରସୋର ପାଣି ମାଡ଼ି ଆସିଲା ସେତେବେଳେ ଯାଜପୁର ଜିଲ୍ଲା ବରୀ ଅଞ୍ଚଳରେ ବହୁତ କ୍ଷତି ହୋଇଗଲା
In 2011, when the devastating waters came, there was a lot of destruction in this district of Jajpur, especially this area called Bari block. We then made huge packets for distribution, and each of these packets had plenty of food, matchbox, candles and other necessary needs. The cost of each packet was rupees 38,000. We covered 29 panchayats of Jajpur district. All people were on the terraces of schools and buildings, and all the animals were on the hedge. So we distributed all these items, biscuits, beaten rice, sugar, bread and water, and the entire packet. With a lot of difficulty, we had managed to get 3 boats from the government through the collector of our district. Besides this, we had our own 3 boats, so we managed to do all the relief work with these 6 boats. The relief operation went on for 11 days officially, and during this time, according to the direction of our state president, we supplied not only dry food but also cooked food with rice, carrots, potatoes and beetroot, because people of these areas had no means to light up a fire and cook their food. Actually, this seva went on for 16 days. These packets also had water pouches inside. Later, noticing how terrible was the situation in these areas of Jajpur districts, 33 youth from Bhubaneswar also joined us. So this was in addition to the 200 youth of Jajpur who were on the job already daily. The youth from Bhubaneswar had also brought with them a lot of relief material which we distributed, going from village to village, be it in Neelakantpur, be it in Vindhyapur, Mangalpur, Bari and so on. I cannot forget one incident that happened then. A vehicle from Bhubaneswar, the capital, had arrived with relief material, and that day we heard that the area around Chaudia school got flooded just a few moments ago. So we immediately loaded our boats and started off on the journey. My wife, who works in the nearby police station, was not at home then, and my 5-year-old son was at home. and I had to leave immediately for relief operations. So with no option left, I took along with me my little son. Like before, we had three of our own boats and three of government boats. There was a lot of supplies in the boat in which I was in, and along with me and my son, there were other youth from Bhuvaneshwar, Suprat and Manoj. But what happened is, midway in the water, our boat just stopped. The motor just stopped working. We were already 5 kilometers from our start and the destination was another 10 kilometers away. So we had nowhere to go now. The boat became completely silent. And then we started chanting, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, because we did not know what to do. We were thinking hard how to get out of the situation. One option was for me to have my son on my arms and try to swim, keeping him above water. But the danger was that the waters were infested with snakes. In fact, there were lots of snakes in all corners of the boat. We saw snakes. If you stepped into the water, you found snakes. So we had no recourse than vigorously chant Swami's name. There was no way. Anybody could help us. And then we saw the infinite power of Swami at work. When we were at our wits' end and had almost reconciled to the view that probably this is how our lives would end, then suddenly the boat's motor started on its own. In fact, the driver was not at the engine. He was an army man, a rapid action force soldier who too had given up. But out of the blue, to everyone's surprise, when the boat began billowing smoke and the boat just sprung into action. Even this army man at this point was so startled, he started shouting, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, and clapping. And that is how we reached the area, Bari, that day. This indeed is one of my life's big miracles. In fact, the boat had become silent for almost 15 minutes, and fortunately, in that area, the force of water was not much, otherwise the boat itself would have got carried away with the current of the water. We were helplessly sitting inside. The boat was swaying gently but not turbulently. Yes, it was risky taking my son along. But there was no other way, and I knew so many people are waiting for the relief material and I did not want them to get disappointed or lose faith in Sai workers. I tried my best that day to live up to the trust that the villagers of those areas have on us Sai workers. So this is how the relief work went on, and you heard Rashmi Ranjan, the youth president of Jajpur, describe how they did their best and how God did the rest. When I visited this village in April 2013, I not only had the chance to speak to Rashmi, but I also got the opportunity to talk to the village headman, Jajati Kishore Roy. And it was interesting to get his impressions about the work done by the members of the Sai organization. Because he was there in the thick of action when this disaster happened and the relief operations was going on parallelly. When the floods waters came in 2011, we lost all means of communication with the world. Let alone go to another place, people could not get out from where they were to even get food and medicines from their neighborhood. It is then that Rashmi reached me somehow, saying that the Sai organization would like to come with some relief material. I was delighted because at least people will now have something to eat. That is when the free kitchen was set up and many young volunteers from the Sai organization carried these food packets on their heads and provided us food to keep our flesh and bones together. This area is indeed very underdeveloped. Apart from paucity of food, This is an area where even after 67 years of India's independence, the people of this land do not even have doors for their thatched huts. When Sai organization came here to build houses, they first asked me where they should construct these houses, and I told them to look at the area where there are Harijans, the most deprived lot, because these people earned so little that they could not even provide food to their family with that income. Even till this day, all these Harijans do not have even pots and pans to cook or plates and tumblers for the family to sit together and eat. So when the Sai organization stretched itself to build houses, they erected 108 houses for the people of this district. This indeed is a matter of great good fortune, and we all know that it is all due to the grace of Sai Baba. I am telling you from what I have seen practically. Earlier these people, especially ladies, had such a difficult time answering nature's call. They had to finish their morning ablutions before it is dawn, as they never had a toilet of their own. Therefore, the difference that Sai organization has brought in their lives by building these houses with attached toilet is tremendous. I am saying you all this not because someone has asked me to say this. I am sharing what I have seen in these village. Maybe one or two Harijan families would have somehow managed to build a toilet of their own, but today all of them have bathrooms and toilets. Just imagine what a boon it is for a family which has a new bride. Earlier it was so embarrassing for a new bride to go out into the fields to answer nature's calls. The comfort it has given these families is inexpressible. This is the major difference that the Sai organization has done in the families of these area. Now women have their privacy. Earlier they did not have electricity. They have no savings at all, not enough to even buy food. Now that they have a house, they can save money and have a switch for their home. They can have some light. So this is what the village headman, Jajati Kishore Roy, shared. So apart from the relief operations, building new houses for these ravaged lot was such a boon for each of them. And you heard how the headman described how for them it was such a blessing. It was so timely and so timely offered to the most needy. On April 4, 2013, in a grand function held in the Central Satya Sai Center in Bhuvaneshwar, keys were distributed, handed over to the beneficiaries of these 300 houses built by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust in the second phase of the Orissa Flood Rehabilitation Project. The Chief Secretary of the Orissa State Government was present as chief guest, and in his address, unequivocally he lauded the fantastic humanitarian work done by the Sai organization and the Central Trust. Before the function began that morning, I had the chance to talk to Mr. V. Srinivasan, a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, who is also the All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, and I asked him what prompted that trust to take up the second phase of this Orissa Flood Rehabilitation Project.
I think, Vishu, what I would like to say that today it marks the culmination of another chapter in the unending history of Bhagavan's love. And my mind goes back to that day in September. I think that was in 2009, if I am right, when I was here in Bhubaneswar. I had come to attend the CII National Council meeting, and I was to come to Puttaparthi straight from here, and it started raining on that day. And the rain was very heavy. Little did I know that this was going to be another part of the saga of Bhagwan's immediate response to the suffering of people. So when I went to Puttaparthi and we were there with Bhagwan, and by the time these floods had intensified, and as you know, the opening of the gates of the Hirakud Dam really made serious problems for many of the downstream parts of the rivers. There was massive floods and thousands of villages were affected and
cultivation was lost.
Lost, and I think the suffering of the people was unimaginable. And nobody told about this to Bhagwan. Nobody came from Orissa asking for help. But Bhagwan on his own, which is how he responds.
You were there when yes. Bhagwan actually mentioned.
Exactly.
In a room.
Yes. Which
has to be
said.
Done. Yeah, if you can recount that instance.
See, we were sitting with Bhagwan and he asked, "E Orissa lo em jarugutundi ippudu?" So when people told him what was there, he didn't say anything at that time. But when we were in Sai Kulwant Hall, and we were seated there, and suddenly Bhagwan gestured to me and said, "Cheppu, that we will build houses for the people who are suffering." Unasked, unrequested, but just like Bhagwan comes to the rescue of the suffering, he announced on his own that he is sending me, Mr. Ramakrishna and Mr. Kondal Rao, immediately back to Orissa to see how the construction can commence.
It was really a magical moment in Sai Kulwant Hall, I remember.
You know, just like he did in the Chennai water project. And as you know, that announcement came at a hospital function.
Yes, completely out of the blue.
So, the only thing certain about Bhagwan is his uncertainty. Nobody can predict what he would do. So after that, the three of us came here and we had alerted our brothers here in Orissa that this is Bhagwan's Sankalpa. And immediately we asked them to make a survey of the villages which are affected. In that first installment, we started with the districts of Cuttack, Puri, and started to look at which are the villages. So I remember we used to travel almost 500 to 600 kilometers every day, visiting villages, looking at the houses, the washed out dam. In some places there was no access because the floods had washed away the approach roads. So we had to take circuitous paths to reach them. And step by step, I don't know how it got done. Because really it is Swami who does everything.
Well, even to identify the areas was
yes, and, you know, and to be able to zero in to decide how to do it. And Bhagwan had given very specific instructions that the houses should now be built with a plinth of at least 2.5 feet above the ground level, so that in the event of any future floods, they are not going to be affected. He also said what type of accommodation, how it should be built. All that he had given very detailed instructions. And we made so many visits here. I have lost count of the number of times that I have come to Orissa. Previously I used to come here for Sai organization work. But for this flood relief project, the three of us have made so many visits here that it is all a blur of going to all villages we had been there at that time. And we recall all the faces of the people who were lined up there expectantly and not knowing from where this gift of divine grace has come. Why they are never used to this, that somebody comes unasked, unrequested, who asks nothing in return and has come just to help them. So that project, we did 700 houses. But Bhagwan, in his discussions with us, had indicated that we should build 1,000 houses. So we felt in the Central Trust, after the Mahasamadhi, that we should complete the total project as Bhagwan had ordained. So immediately afterwards we started the survey of the further villages which had got affected by fresh floods, you know. After that initial lot there were floods.
Yes, in 2011
again. Yes, again there were certain districts which were affected.
Now the districts in which houses were built,
yeah,
did it help them when the floods happened in 2011?
See, there definitely it helped them. Plus the other thing was that those very same districts were not so badly affected. These were other places. But definitely they realized the permanency of the houses which Bhagwan had given them.
And the guidelines that Bhagwan had given.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, things like that every house must have a toilet, which is unheard of in most parts of rural India.
Yesterday I was speaking to the village mukhya, the village headman, and he almost cried saying that these people, they are so happy that a new bride to the house has a toilet. I mean, they had never imagined it was so difficult for them. And he says, these days there are no open fields. It is so difficult to live as a family without a attached toilet. And they were really...
But Swami Aggarwal said there must be a toilet.
Yes.
For each house.
When you speak to them, you know how much big boon that is actually.
And how he had also given the instructions of how the water supply should be done, how the wiring inside the house should be done.
Oh, all that detail. Was,
we didn't have much planning work to do because all the plans were made by Bhagwan, actually. So then when we found that these new areas had been devastated, we decided to take these three districts of Jajpur, Kendrapara and Kenjar. And we commenced this survey sometime end of last year. And this was, the planning was completed in early, the first quarter of this year. And we said that we should do this now. And again, by Swami's yardsticks, to do all this within a period of 4 months,
yes,
is another miracle which happens only because of Bhagwan's grace. So today is a day of great fulfillment for me personally, that I was blessed to be part of this unique demonstration of selfless love. And I come here with deep humility and gratitude in my heart to Bhagwan. And today is going to see the fulfillment and culmination of Bhagwan's sign of grace for the people of Odisha.
So one question that comes to my mind is, when the initial 700 houses were done, you had the opportunity to interact with Bhagwan. You made so many trips to Orissa, but at the end of every trip you could present to Bhagwan your findings and take his guidance. But I think that privilege was not there now. That opportunity was not there now when you took up
it
the second
It is in place. My heart, Bishu. I tell you, I mean, that's another subject. But there is a special feeling in my heart now after the Mahasamadhi. The initial months were, of course, a period of great distortion, great confusion. Though we used to say that Bhagwan has not left us, still we were suddenly put into the position of being trustees. And it was so frightening. And then we were always wondering what we should do, how should we do, because previously we always looked to Bhagwan for that. But gradually I seemed to develop a sense of inner confidence. I find, with all humility I say this, that I get immediate clarity on what we have to do and what Bhagwan would have liked to be done. So I don't have any more doubts whether we should do it this way or whether we should do it that way. It seems Bhagwan is communicating with me in this way what is to be done on that. So all the more I feel that Bhagwan is with me, is in me, he is guiding me. And I have no sense of unease now on that. Of course, prayer plays a very important part of this. Every day a silent prayer to Bhagwan that we should serve Him well till the end of our days and that He should guide us in this matter. That prayer definitely I do constantly. But now, whether it is organization work or trust work or projects like this, already now we are thinking of the next thing. And this is also Bhagavan's Sankalpa of what we are going to do in Uttarakhand.
Wow.
So all this, who says? Not us. Who are we? We are nothing. It is Bhagavan who sends those signals. It is Bhagavan who makes it possible. So really now I am more at peace with myself and I have got that quiet confidence that Swami is with all of us, not just with me, it is with all of us. Every single devotee, Swami is with Him.
Is there any moment in this last 4-6 months of this execution of this project where you really felt that Bhagwan's presence so palpably?
I would say, was there one moment in your question? The answer is there were so, every moment was a sign of His presence. You see, what is the secret of how Bhagwan's projects get executed? What is the difference between Bhagwan's projects and other projects? It is because it is clear divine grace and He uses ordinary people to perform extraordinary work. Always Bhagwan said that people must work together. No, it is not as if some individual alone is important. All have to work together with commitment, dedication and devotion to the single goal which Bhagwan has set forward. And that you find. Otherwise you try to do even a small build, some two houses, you will find utter confusion.
In fact, that is exactly what one of the Sai Sevaks was speaking to yesterday in the village. He said, if it was my house, I am telling you, I would have never completed this work in this time. It has happened only because it is Bhagwan's work.
So the answer is really that every moment in
perhaps
every
there is no single moment when you don't feel His
presence. Yes, and there is nothing which can happen without Bhagwan's will. As you said, not even a blade of grass can move, not even an ant can move without His Sankalpa. And we feel it. You know, that gives you the confidence that who are we? We are just instruments, but everything is ordained by Bhagwan. We have to be clear and sensitive and devoted. Not just sit back and relax and saying Bhagwan will do. We have to do our best. But we have the confidence that He is going to make sure that the fruits are going to be right.
So that was the All India President, Mr. Vishnuwasan, sharing how they went about executing this project of building 300 houses. So on that day, on April 4, 2013, 300 villagers from all these three districts of Jajpur, Kendujhar and Kendrapada had gathered in Bhubaneswar. And it was indeed, as he mentioned, the culmination of a grand effort, the fulfillment of months of hard work. And in the first phase of this project, Mr. Prusti stayed in Odisha to execute the work. And now in the second phase, his son, Mr. Rameshwar Prusti, who too is an engineer and works in the Central Trust, stationed himself in Odisha for nearly 3 months to monitor the progress of the work and facilitate its fruition. The senior engineers of the Trust, Mr. Kundal Rao and late Mr. Ramakrishna, along with the All India President, too made frequent visits to the site to see if it is being done as per Swami's directions. And after the key distribution ceremony was over in the morning of April 4th, 2013, I had the chance to sit down and talk to Mr. Kundal Rao, the engineer from the Andhra Pradesh state government, who has been Swami's engineer for the execution of many of his mammoth projects. I asked him about the uniqueness of this second phase of construction, as well as what were Swami's directions about building these houses in these rural areas.
Sairam sir, it's Sairam. Really a pleasure to have you here in the program for handing over the keys for the second phase of Odisha rehabilitation project for the poor people just got over. And I know it's been a very busy day for you, the last so many months. And how does it feel being a part of this function?
It's all Bhagwan's wish, first of all. Bhagwan, long back, he said, we have to do some permanent constructions for the flood-affected people of Orissa. And suddenly he said, at least we should take up 1,000 houses. That is what Swami said. Immediately he asked me to go along with the All India President, Mr. Srinivasan, and also Ramakrishna, to visit these places and then take up what is really required. So we started our program when Swami was there, and we have completed nearly 700 houses at that time. Later, last year also, Orissa had some floods. Immediately, I thought we have to complete Swami's wish, because he wanted 1,000, we have constructed 700. We thought the other 300 also, we have to do it now. So Srinivasan discussed with all of us, and we finally thought we should do it. So we have started. So I always take it a pleasure to do Swami's service. That is my fundamental thing. Swami, when I met him, he only taught me 4 items. Item 1, love all, serve all. Always prema tattvam. Prema is very important. And the second, service is very important. Then second thing he told me is, help ever, hurt never. If at all, you can help, but don't hurt anybody. And third, most important, he asked me, what is it you are now doing? I said, I am engineering chief, Swami. Then he said, your work is worship. Work is very, very important, so work is worship. And then finally, duty is God. So we have to be very sincere in your duties. That is what he told me. From that day onwards, this happened in 1991. I thought, whatever Swami said, I have to follow. From that day onwards, I am following strictly all these 4. So wonderful. In that context, when Swami announced that we should take up 1,000 houses, I felt really very happy, because he has given me an opportunity to do some service for the people of Orissa and all that. Same way, this 300 also, I took it in that spirit, and I somehow wanted to complete it as quickly as possible. That is how we came here, and we have been doing it. And we are really very happy when we worked in Orissa state, particularly with such good people who are around all of us here. They have been giving wonderful help for us and all that, and we were very, very happy.
When Bhagwan initially asked you to go to Orissa, he sent you with a lot of instructions. And then when the construction of houses began, you had the opportunity to interact with Bhagwan. Every time you visited Orissa, you had the chance to actually have a session with Bhagwan. So what were those conversations like? What was the thing that you saw Bhagwan had foremost in his mind whenever this project came up?
Swami always used to say one thing. Actually, whatever houses they are now living, they have been washed away. So when we construct new houses, they should stand against possible floods. Even though although you are constructing at a place, there may be some heavy flood. So he suggested that we should have a minimum height of basement. That is the first thing he said.
Mm-hmm.
He initially said minimum 3 feet height basement should be there. Ultimately has agreed, all right, not less than 2.5 feet height of basement should be there, so that even if water comes, it will flow like this, and it will not endanger the house, it will not enter the house, and the beneficiaries will be happy with their things. That is what the instruction Swami gave to us, first instruction. Second thing he said is, whatever you are constructing should stand to the flood fury. We have explained to him the technical aspects. He said, that is okay. All right, you go ahead like that. You construct with good bricks and all that. Do plastering and keep the basement of 2.5 feet height, so that it will be safe against any possible floods. That is what you say. Secondly, also suggested, when we are giving a colony-like thing, minimum requirement should be there for the people. That is, they should have a neat roads within the colony. They should have a drinking water supply within the colony. They should have proper toilets in the colony. These 3 always Swami used to say. Then their health also will be good. They can freely come out. That is what they used to say. And we have taken Swami's instructions and planned accordingly.
Wonderful, sir. And from a technical perspective, what were the challenges in the first phase of the construction and how different was the second phase?
Comparatively, because you are asking the technical problems, in the first phase, many of the villages are quite interior. There are no roads, approaches are not there. That has become a very big problem in the first phase, some of the villages. We have to go even by walk, even by various means to reach that village itself. That was the problem for certain cases. Secondly, even materials conveyance also was difficult in those days. But fortunately, with Swami's grace, we have completed all these things. When it came to the second stage here, one difference between the first stage and the second stage is, in most of the first stage, the lands were allotted by either by government or by the locals, and we have constructed colonies in a separate areas mostly. But in the second phase, we have constructed all the houses in their own plots which were damaged. That is the basic difference. But one advantage now is, they will certainly stay in their own houses now. That is, I mean, after all, we have some personal satisfaction when we stay in our own area. So now we have constructed a house in their own area, and people will psychologically and mentally, they will be happy to stay in their own place. That is the advantage in the second phase mainly. That is what I observed. And people, beneficiaries are also very happy when we asked about these things. They are very happy.
In fact, I think as I was talking to many beneficiaries, they were absolutely convinced and very delighted when they saw that in their own land the structure is coming up. I think there is nothing much more convincing that it is for them and it is definitely that they are going to use.
You are absolutely right, sir. That is because as a human being, when we have a house on our own site, normally we will be much
because
more happy.
That is the site which they stuck on to in spite of floods every 2 years,
yes,
three
sir.
Years. That is the place where they build the temporary houses and now they see the permanent.
You are absolutely right. That is what they have expressed. And we also felt in one way this is good. Although, no doubt, the houses are not exactly like straight lines and all that because it is constructed in their own plot. When you see at it, it may not look as good as what we have constructed earlier. But when we see the people's minds, definitely this is much better. They will have a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah, very much. But from a construction perspective, it's difficult. It's easy to do it in a row than doing individual houses at
you
different
right,
places.
You are right. In whatever place it is, there is some problem is there. Individual houses, plots may not be proper. Earlier, it's all a lined program and all that. Now, individual house means each plot is having different shapes. To some extent, we could convert them, but it's not possible always. But still, we thought people's thinking should be more. We should give importance to their feelings than our own feeling. That is what we thought.
That has really worked. I was talking to one of the village headmen of this Jajpur district, and he was telling that if it were my own house, I don't know if I would have completed it
in this life,
in this much time. The number of odds that were there were so many, and the amount of perseverance we had to go with the project, we wouldn't have probably done it if it was even our own house. But somehow it is because of God's work it happened. What were your impressions on the time scale, and what do you feel about what really made it happen? It happened in relatively very short period, four to 6 months.
Ultimately, always I feel there will be Swami's grace for everything we do. And because I have done so many projects of Swami, early water projects I did, I thought I can never do it within less than 2 to 3 years. But with Swami's grace, I could complete within 1 year. I never felt as an engineering chief, because normally we know what we are doing in government services, we could never complete it in such short period. But here, Swami's grace in some shape or other will come to us. We are all instrumental, that's all. Ultimately, it is Swami who does the job, it is not we. Through us, he will get it done, that's all. So somewhere or other, whatever problems are there, they get sorted out. As a matter of fact, in many places, they don't have space even for toilets. Then somehow they could find out some site slightly away from their house. Even then I agreed, okay, that's all right. What is really required is a toilet. Even if it is 5 minutes walk also, nothing wrong. They should have a toilet. Like this, all those things are mostly sorted out somehow or other way. Even though there is no space within their own plot, this is sorted out. That means Swami's blessings are there for everybody. for this quick finishing up and all that. That is
in
what
different ways we have felt His grace and His presence and His hand working.
That is what we felt. You see, it is nothing but Swami's hand and presence that helped us to finish off all these things so quickly. Normally, you see, if it is a government program, I know, because I work on for the government side also, this type of things would take minimum 1 year time. Here we could do it within less than 6 months some cases, and maximum another 1 month in some cases and all that. So that itself shows Swami's presence and blessings are always to a good thing that what we are doing.
And if you see all the projects that you have executed under Bhagwan's command, earlier you had the opportunity to directly interact with Bhagwan, physically interact with Swami and get His directions. But that privilege was not there now. So was it different working this time, executing this project?
I mean, you are putting a very typical question to me. I very often feel Swami's absence in all these things. Because earlier, whatever decision is to be taken, it is only the Swami that used to give me the direction. Suppose I have a problem somewhere, some X or Y, whatever it is. I used to refrain to Swami, Swami, this is the problem. Okay, you do it like that. Within 1 minute, the answer is there and the problem is sorted out. Now, as you know, any such problem means now it has got to be approved by trust, many things. And locally, some people and all that, it will have its own, I am not blaming anybody, but it takes some time. So I am feeling the absence of Swami, to be frank with you, in many cases, not only this project, in many other projects also. I am deeply feeling the absence of Swami within myself, but I know He will definitely see that I succeed in that project. That is the confidence I have. Although I am not able to see Him, His presence directly, but I know somewhere or other He will be there and He will be protecting us and He will see that our projects go successfully. With that feeling I work everywhere and Swami's grace is always there.
Wonderful, sir. What would be your prayer to Swami, sir?
My prayer to Swami is always to see that one thing He always used to say, Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. So every time daily I pray Swami in the morning, I pray, I will never pray for anything for me. I will always pray Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. That is what I pray. And whatever projects I am doing, I will be praying God to see that they are successfully completed. Nothing other than that. This is all what I pray.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much for your
time. Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
So that was Mr. Kundal Rao, the engineer, Swami's engineer, who are responsible for the execution of so many of Swami's mammoth projects and including this flood rehabilitation project in Orissa. And as he mentioned, it was Swami who was doing all the time. It was by His grace that the project was executed in just 4 to 6 months. Everyone is only the Lord's instrument. And there were cooperation from so many worked as instruments of Bhagwan, each in their own capacity. And Swami in His own mysterious way brought so many people together to make this happen. After speaking to Kundal Rao, the chief engineer, I also had the chance to speak to other local engineers who worked relentlessly with the contractors there, ensuring that the job was completed on time. One of them is Mr. Nandakumar Mohanty. Let's hear to what are his impressions about how this project was completed in such short time.
1980 last 5-6 years la
even though I came under Baba's fold in 1980, I was not able to participate in Sai work in the last 5-6 years because of some personal reasons. But a few weeks ago, when Dr. Parameshwar Naik, who is a member of the Odisha Sri Satya Sai Trust, called me all of a sudden and informed me of this project, then, even though I had a few personal problems, I thought I have not been able to contribute much to the Sai organization in the recent past, but this is indeed a blessing from Swami. So on January 18, 2013, when groundbreaking ceremony was done in Bankasai in Jajpur district, I met the state president of Orissa on that occasion and told him that even though houses are being built in three districts, I would like to concentrate on the two districts of Jajpur and Kendujhar and oversee the construction work in these regions. Mr. Bidhan, another experienced hand, gladly agreed to look after the Kendrapada district. So this was really a pleasure for me and indeed God's grace on me. In my life, I have worked for 33 years in Tata Steel and I have undertaken such projects wherein we constructed schools and hospitals in rural areas. When there was super cyclone, we have built houses also in urban areas. But nowhere have we completed projects so quickly. Also, we never received this much cooperation from the beneficiaries as we received here. This is something unique in this project. So definitely, without His grace, we could not have done this so swiftly. I have derived a lot of happiness through this work. Another challenge was the people who were working with us. Well, the main contractor appointed by the trust was from Hyderabad. But so many young Sai youth too contributed their labor of love. Even though they knew nothing about this kind of work, their enthusiasm to do was so great. And this helped so much because we had to complete this project on a very tight budget. In fact, during this entire work, our relationship with the contractor was not what would normally be between a contractor and a supervising engineer. But this was a very cordial relationship. And this I had never experienced during my more than 3 decades of service in the private sector. So this is what Nandakumar Mahanti shared, one of the engineers, local engineers for the project. He said, this kind of happiness that I got in this job, I had never ever felt in all my years of working in Tata Steel, in all my professional career. And as he mentioned, just like Mr. Nandakumar looked after Jajpur and Kendujhar, Mr. Bidhan Mishra oversaw the work in Kendrapara district. In fact, Mr. Bidhan has been involved in this project right from its inception. It is he who had done the detailed layout plans for all the 700 houses in the first phase of this project too. And I got the opportunity to talk to him after speaking to Nandakumar Mahanti. And document his experience of being a part of this noble endeavor.
June 2012 re amaro rajya sabhapati jete bele e 300 ghar kariba pai anumodan karile janikiri.
In June 2012, once the state president of Orissa became aware of this project of constructing another 300 houses, he instructed me to go to each of these villages and do a complete survey. They asked me to undertake this task just like I had done earlier for the nearly 700 houses, so they knew I would be able to do it. I took this as Swami's blessings and set off on my task. So I went to each village and with the help of the villagers, measured all the areas with tape and plotted the detailed layout. Once this was done, the cluster of houses looked so nice on paper. All the people of the villages were very grateful to us. They came forward to offer any help we may need in the execution of this project. I told them we do not need any major help, but one area where their cooperation is needed is identification and allocation of land. This is because different people have different sizes and areas of the land, and all these are many times are scattered. And some may not fit into building one house. So their cooperation was necessary for all this, so that houses could be built for all in the same size and manner Swami had instructed. So once the layout was completed in this fashion, the engineers from Prashantanilayam, Mr. Kundal Rao and Mr. Ramakrishna, along with the All India President, saw the plan, and once they were happy and they approved it, we started the construction work. In our first meeting with the All India President after this, Mr. Srinivasan had in a way given us a challenge. He asked us if we would be able to offer these completed houses to the villagers in 4 months. So we were wondering how to do this, because 300 houses in 4 months was a tall order, especially in an area where no tractor or truck could go in. So we did a detailed survey about logistics and finally had to move material into some areas by hand trolleys. Therefore, it was the concerted effort and perseverance of so many contractors, most of whom were Sai devotees, and also our persistent inquiries, supervision and facilitation that made this happen in such a short time. I should say, this unfolded truly in a miraculous manner. And as a result of this, today we had this lovely function when keys were distributed to all these beneficiaries. Every morning as I begin my day, I pray to Swami to bless me and be with me so that all these different projects that He has blessed me delivers fruitful results. I try to do my best within my limitations of family and other societal responsibilities. When I return home in the evening and reflect on the day, I feel grateful to Swami for all the progress that has been achieved through me that day. This is what inspires me and fulfills me. Today, I cannot express how happy I feel. At every stage, we have left no stone unturned to ensure that we live up to Swami's expectations and do the project in a manner that would be a fit offering to Him. And witnessing the program today, which went on so successfully, I feel assured that Swami indeed is happy with our efforts. What I also want to mention is the huge support, positive encouragement, guidance and inspiration provided to us by the State President of Satya Sai Organization, Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao. It is because of his efforts today we saw this beautiful celebration. It is his unstinted support all the while. So that was Mr. Bidhan Mishra, another engineer of this project. So many people gave so much of their time, energy, as an expression of their love to Swami. And that is how these beautiful abodes of happiness were erected in the most remote areas of this underdeveloped districts of the state of Odisha. So once the houses were built and delivered, I was keen to know what impact this had, what impact this gesture of Swami had on the members of the Sai organization in this area, as well as what impact it had on the Sai movement in Odisha. And this is what I was keen to know, and I asked the All India President, Mr. Vishnivasan, about this.
Working together, you are also the All India President of the Satya Sai organization, apart from being the trustee of the Central Trust. So how has this project of Bhagwan helped the organization? I think the organization has helped so much also. I think a lot of Sai Sevaks have contributed in the making of these houses and in the execution of this project. What has been the relationship between the organization and the execution of this project, and what impact it has had on the organization?
See, Odisha was a state where already the Sai organization had developed well. But I can unequivocally say that these houses which Bhagwan has built has tremendously increased the penetration of the Sai organization into the rural parts of Odisha, much more than ever before. Because every village in which we build Bhagwan's houses, we now have an active Sai organization. We have volunteers who come for Prashanti Seva from these villages. And these villagers not only come once, they come repeatedly. And with that, you know, the strength, the numbers and the activities of the Sai organization have greatly increased. We found this in Godavari project also. In those remote villages in East Godavari, there was hardly any Sai organization. But after Swami's water project there, the villages which benefited, now have got an active bhajan mandali, have got a Sai samiti, and so much Sai work is going on. So the Sai organization has been the, one of the main beneficiaries of Bhagwan's grace into Orissa. Yes, they were also benefited that they participated actively in the execution of the project. And Bhagwan was happy that all our Sevadal, all our district presidents and others, trust members, all have participated well. But it was their good fortune to do so. Out of the crores of people in this world, Bhagwan had selected them to be part of this. And this is, you know, they could have never dreamt that in this birth, they are going to take part in an act of great munificence.
In fact, yesterday I was speaking to one Sai youth by name Rashmi, and he was just saying that he experienced Bhagwan's grace about a year ago, where he really got his life back. And he says from that day onwards, he's never gone to his office, and he's spent every day from 6 to 10, he spends in the villages.
Now in these villages, people have stopped drinking, they have given up bad habits, they sit in bhajans, Balvikas classes have started. I mean, the transformation, Bhagwan always insisted on transformation. He used to say, I don't want your bhakti, I want your transformation. And we are seeing a practical demonstration of this. Come, Bishu, we'll go and participate in this important function, which will be one of great joy when we give the gifts of Bhagwan to these villagers, and which they will never dreamt that they would be received. Sai Ram to you.
Thank you very much.
So that was another small excerpt of the conversation that I had with Mr. Vishnuwasan before the function, and after that, as I mentioned, we had the key distribution ceremony. And as you heard, he said that this project had a great positive impact on the Sai movement in Odisha. And after hearing from him, I wanted to know more about the impact from someone who is working closely with the villages. And so I met the district president of Kendrapadat, one of the districts where houses were built, and I asked him what this project means to him and to the Sai movement in his district.
मते केमती लागुछि मो निजे कोन को कहिबि मोर आशा नथिला जे भगवान कर.
You are asking me how I feel now, but what can I say? How can I convey my joy? I never thought that after Baba leaving his physical form, we would still be doing such major projects. In fact, from the day All India President announced that 300 houses will be built, I have been extremely delighted. It is a matter of immense joy for me that in my district of Kendrapada, maximum houses have been built. In Jajpur district, 108 houses were constructed. In Kendujar, it is 59, but in Kendrapada, it is 133 shelters. So the Sai organization in these areas will now further strengthen its activities. We will start regular bhajans, Balvikas classes, as well as various other projects to improve the standard of living of these poor folk. The state president has also given me directions about all these initiatives. So the plan is this. First, we will start with Sri Rudam chanting done in all these villages. That is how the housewarming ceremony will happen in all these areas. Then we will begin with Balvikas classes so that the young ones are groomed in the right manner. After this, we will work on transformation of the youth here. Some of them are into bad habits of drinking, smoking and partaking other intoxicants. We will work on refining their habits and character. And after this, this district president went on to share how in preparation of this trip to Bhubaneswar, the villagers of these areas had given up many bad habits like chewing tobacco, drinking liquor, alcohol and so on, just to visit Bhubaneswar and collect their keys. That was the enthusiasm of being part of the Sai movement. all the rural folk were so disciplined. Once they were in Bhubaneswar, they were so much in awe and so happy to be there in that function. He also narrated how so many youth have transformed and now devoting so much of their time to Sai's work. All of them now live in so much harmony. There is no dispute in any of these areas. And of course, for him personally, for this district president, he mentioned how the execution of all these projects meant that Swami is still there, that his unseen hand is working, that his mission will go on, and that he is there, Swami is there, taking us forward. That's the confidence that has got infused into this dedicated district president of Kendrapada. In fact, this is true of all the other small and big office bearers and youth of the Satya Sai organization too. Completion of this project in record time and in a most successful and amicable manner only showed how nothing has changed with the passing of Bhagwan's physical form and how things will only get even better and grander as days go by. And of course, for every villager who was blessed with a house, it was a dream come true. It was a manna from heaven. In the Kendrapada district, I spoke to a middle-aged lady and asked her how her life was during the floods and how, after being given the keys to a new house, what has changed. And she shared her moving story. Her name is Mane Jenna.
ଆମ ଘରଟା ଘର ଯୋଉଠି ଅଛି ସେଇଠି ଥିଲା
ଏଇଠି ଥିଲା
ହଁ ସେଇଠି ଥିଲା ଏଗୁଡ଼ା ସବୁ ପାଣି ପୁରା କଭର ହେଇଯାଇଥିଲା ପୁରା ଖାଲି ଆମର ସେ ଘର ଯେତିକି
ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ୱେର୍ ମାଇ ଅର୍ଲିୟର୍ ହଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏକ୍ଜାକ୍ଟ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ବଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ଲି କଭର୍ଡ ୱିଥ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଅ ଲିଟିଲ୍ ହାଇ ଗ୍ରାଉଣ୍ଡ ହିୟର୍ ସୋ ଅଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଅସ୍ ଇନ୍କ୍ଲୁଡିଂ ଆୱର୍ ଆନିମଲ୍ସ ଷ୍ଟେଡ୍ ପୁଟ୍ ହିୟର୍ ବଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟେଡ୍ ପୋରିଂ ହେଭିଲି ଅନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହାଇ ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ So below us there was flood and above us there was heavy rain. So even the high land was totally covered with water. It was such a despicable condition. In fact, the area was filled with mosquitoes, snakes and frogs. Our cows and bulls also came there. Everyone fought for space in that little high ground. We lived with all these animals. You can imagine how difficult it was. This is what happened in 2008 floods. But when the floods returned in 2011, the damage in our village was less severe than before. At least the water did not inundate everything. We were able to stay on the high ground. We lived in this terrible state for 6 months because water never dried quickly. There was water everywhere. We used tires to move from one place to another on the water. All roads were submerged. The difficulties were so severe. The less said, the better. Water was fully there for one full month, so eating, sleeping became impossible. If someone got food or managed to cook, he never got to eat because other people just took it away. All were so hungry. After all this, some relief material came and there was some consolation. There was no way we could sleep because apart from mosquitoes, there were black ants. It was terrible. Everyone was sick with cold and fever. I have a big family of nearly 20 people. My children were so small, it was such a nightmarish ordeal. Somehow I used to place bricks on the ground and make my children sleep on them. After a month of such terrible times, when the water receded a bit, we built our mud houses with thatched roof and bamboo. And after this, we were gifted these solid houses. Now, we have no more tension. But even when we had mud houses, it was already scary. Because through the gaps on the walls, snakes and insects would always come in. That is how we have managed to live all these years till now. I have never seen such floods in my life. There was once a severe flood, but I was very little then. But this was something totally unprecedented. Don't ask me about the trials and tribulations. I cannot tell you how distressing it was. And after this, we heard about Sai organization, devotees coming to the neighboring village, Nadiyabarai. And from there, they came here too. And slowly, we started getting involved with the Sai organization. we started going for bhajans and satsang. Among us there is a leader. She always informed us and we took great pleasure in going for Sai bhajans. Our children here too sing bhajans with so much love. All of us sing bhajans. And I asked her, Mane Jana, do you sing bhajans? And she said, yes, I also sing. So I asked her, can you sing too now, one small bhajan? And she said, okay. And that is how she actually sang one small song.
Sai Govinda Narayana Hari Hari, Sai Narayana Hari Hari, Narayana Hari Hari, Sai Narayana Hari Hari, Narayana Hari Hari. Bhava Bhaya Harana Bandita Charana Kalimala Dahana Aravinda Nayana.
So that is how she went on singing this bhajan. They have been learning so many bhajans after coming to this Sai organization. And she went on sharing how every Thursday they have bhajans and satsang. And in the evening, she said, all of us in the village assemble and do bhajans. And there is a talented couple who plays different musical instruments. And when it was told that houses are going to be built for us, we believed immediately, she says, because it is being done by Sai devotees. And later when elders from Prashanti came to see our village and the spots for construction, our joy knew no bounds. I had never ever dreamt that we would be living in such good houses. Actually, I cannot tell you how ecstatic I was the day the groundbreaking ceremony was done to build this house. In fact, this trip to Bhubaneswar to collect the keys was such a memorable and happy experience. Indeed, that morning from 3 a.m. itself, all were ready to leave. When the bus came, there was such a happy commotion, each one calling the other to make this journey. In fact, much before the bus came, we were eagerly waiting early in the morning. We were ready and standing on the edge of the village to be picked up. The moment the bus arrived, we just jumped in happily. In fact, after we got there, we did not want to return. It was so blissful listening to the talks there, all the stories about Swami that were being told. I just loved being there. Indeed, we were very sad to come back. We would have liked if the session went on that day for much longer in Bhubaneswar. We forgot food and drink. We were very happily immersed listening to Swami's stories and His glories. We are so happy, so happy. So like this, Mane Jana of the Kendrapara district went on sharing how after being in the Sai Center in Bhubaneswar, she felt so good and how she longs to visit Prashanti now and if possible just leave everything and just stay in Prashanti, even though she has never come to Prashanti. And she says Sai Bhajan today have given her so much solace and comfort. She runs such a big family, 20 members, but Bhajans take away all her pains. And she narrated how other day when it rained heavily, her father who stays with her just came inside the house and prostrated in front of Swami's picture out of sheer gratitude. His father cried out to Swami and said, O Lord, you have ultimately come to my rescue. Thank you so much for giving us this shelter. How much pains I have undergone all my life. But finally you have heeded to my prayer and now I have a shelter. I don't need anything else. This is how Mane Jana said her father broke down in front of Swami's picture. And then she went on to share how this house has made such a huge difference in their lives, in her life, and how grateful they feel whenever they see Swami's picture. All of them in that village now sing bhajans. And in fact, she then called all the tiny tots and they all too burst out singing a beautiful bhajan. So that is how the children, the Balivikas children of these areas, so enthusiastically sang bhajans, and today Swami has become so much a part of their lives, the center of their lives. It's so obvious, the happiness on their faces. They are only eager, each of them is eager to share how much they love Swami and how much Swami means to them. I will play for you just one last clip of a gentleman from Jajpur, Sharat Chandra Malik. I asked him, how do you feel now, looking at the changed contour of a village when there are so many now new buildings in hues of orange and yellow? Let's listen to what he had to say. I can't tell you how happy we feel today. Everybody in this village is happy after seeing these houses. Now, if there is any natural calamity, they know they have a shelter. They will be protected. In this village, 72 houses have been done. Now, there is such a resurgence of devotion in the hearts of people for Swami. All of them, young to old, all of them call out, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. And they keep chanting His name. They are so happy. There is so much awareness about Swami and devotion. Swami's photos are everywhere and they worship Him with so much love and sincerity. Yes, there is so much transformation in this village now. In fact, the transformation has happened not only in the villages, in the villagers themselves, but also everyone else, whoever comes here and sees these houses, they express so much happiness and pleasure. Everyone is transformed. People who live here and people who come here. Everyone is happy. So that is Sarat Chandra Malik from Hatasima village, Jajpur district. And as is obvious, they are indeed touched and transformed because houses here are provided to the Harijans. He said how because here houses are provided to the poorest of the poor, and people who come to his village, they are transformed because they see here people who never ever could have dreamt to live in good houses, who never had proper thatched huts. Such people today are living in such good houses. This project, he said, brought happiness to so many and it has transformed lives beyond measure. So like this goes on the story of Bhagwan's unmatched, inexplicable, indescribable love. That is the saga of Sai Rama. That is how Sai Rama celebrated Rama Navami in Prashantinilayam on April 3rd, 2009. And on that evening, while speaking to the students, Swami said, Rama was ever blissful. The name of Rama is sweeter than sugar. It is tastier than curd. It is more delightful than honey. And Swami went on to add, when we have love in our heart, no one will hate us. Therefore, develop love and live like brothers and sisters. This is the essence of Ramayana. Swami said, what Swami has done in Orissa is to demonstrate this truth, is to demonstrate this propagation of love. And he said, all of us should be united. And he sang a Telugu poem which meant, let us all move together, let us all grow together, let us all stay united and grow in intelligence together, let us all live together with friendship and harmony. And Swami ended the discourse saying, when you are in the ashram or anywhere else, do not have a sense of hatred. Love, love everyone. It is love which unites everything in this universe. And Swami concluded the discourse singing the bhajan, Prema Mudita Manasakaho, Ram, Ram, Ram. So it is this love which not only preached but so clearly lived and demonstrated to us. Let us imbibe at least a little from his magnificent life and make our lives magnificent too. Make our lives glow too in that spark of light, in that spark of love and happiness. As Ram Navami approaches, let us fill the world with the bliss of chanting the Lord's name and living by the eternal principles of love and truth which Rama and Sai Rama stood for and stand for and will ever live to demonstrate to us. Let us fill the world with this power of truth, with this fragrance of love. With this, dear listeners, it is time to leave you on this beautiful Thursday when we spent so much time from the morning thinking and ruminating on Swami, his love and his message. Please do sanctify every moment of your life in these noble thoughts. Let us make our lives his message. Thank you so much for being with us all the day through. If you have any queries or comments, please write to listener@radiosai.org. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Once again, our gratitude to you for your ears, for your time, for your interest. Finally, from all of us at Radio Sai, a sweet goodbye and loving Sai Ram from Prashantinilaya.